here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
So what does it take to be extraordinary in bodybuilding, in figure, serve in the U.S. military, and start a clothing brand? Well, my guest today is truly a have-it-all woman. She is an incredible entrepreneur. And get this, she has appeared on Good Morning America. She's a certified fitness coach. She's a former pro figure competitor. And she's a first sergeant instructor in the U.S. Air Force. And she is being interviewed live on a break from her training duties today. So DeBlair Tate, welcome to the show. I am so happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted.
DeBlair, I want to just jump right in. First and foremost, again, thank you so much for your service. I just feel, you know, as someone who is very privileged that I get to live here in the United States, you know, it's the men and women who put their lives on the line for us every single day. So thank you.
Thank you so much for the support.
So let's just jump right in. I know you were also a loans officer and you had some pretty jobs. So let's go back a little bit in the time machine, because people look at you and if you're watching on YouTube, you can see DeBlair is very fit. She's very accomplished. She has her 8-figure clothing brand. But okay, let's just jump right in. The first question I have to ask you, loan officer, you were quoted as saying that you learned a lot from that job. What was the best part of that? What was the worst part of that?
So that's so funny that you even thought about that. That was like way, way back. So yeah, I became a loan officer when I moved to Atlanta. The best part of that was me actually learning about my credit, because actually growing up in a small city, I was never taught the importance of having good credit or knowing what to look for, the debt to income ratio. So all of that kind of put me in a good position to become a better adult and make sure I'm taking care of my business. And it allowed me to flourish with the things that I have now, because credit is important. And when you're a business person, you need good credit to be able to move through.
What would you say that a lot of businesses fail because they don't understand money?
Well, yeah, absolutely. You have to know what you're spending, what you're putting into the business, and you have to have a plan to basically recoup that money. You know what I'm saying? So if you're always just putting in, you never have a plan, or you're not keeping up with what you're doing. If you can't tell a person how much you made last week or the negative sales or whatever the case may be, you're not going in a good direction. So it's important that you need to have that financial background and keep up with that accounting aspect of it.
Well, it's so interesting you mentioned that, because obviously this show is for the side hustler, and a lot of our side hustlers, they have a main job and someone takes they deduct their taxes, the Social Security, everything from their paycheck, and they have a side hustle. And a lot of people don't even have a separate bank account for that side hustle. And you know, you're fascinating because you are a multipreneur. You have a lot of different things going on. How did you go from being a loan officer to where you're at right now? So for people who don't know your story.
So, well, actually the loan officer was a job that I just took. I was living on active duty, living on the coast. And if you know anything about the coast, there's a lot of hurricanes and a lot of storms. So I wanted to get away. So I took the first job that was available. And even as a loan officer, it's not anything you really have to interview for, because it was a commissioned job. So I was like, hey, I'll take it. It's a risk. So I did that for some time, not even wanting to be in the real estate business or anything like that. But it was just something I needed to do to survive. Because like you said, when you're a hustler, you do whatever it takes to get to the next step. So while I was there, I moved to Atlanta, and then I got another side job at a gym. And that's where the whole fitness thing started, because I was introduced to my trainer that introduced me to the fitness world, that caused me to become a trainer, to start training clients. And it grew into me being a fitness coach, and then it grew into the 8-figure brand.
Well, I love that story. And it sounds to me like you're just, you kind of trusted, you know, you got this extra job and then you're at the gym and you're just so open. And before we started the interview, DeBlair and I were talking, and if you don't know, I did do a Miss Fitness competition back in the 90s, and I never want to see boiled chicken again.
I feel that way about tilapia.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you this. There are a lot of people who start a side hustle, and they, one of the biggest challenges for them is time. So clearly you are working out, plus you have your job, plus you have your eight-figure brand. How do you schedule your day? What does it look like?
So it took time, because in the beginning, when you have all these hustles, you're trying to be a master of all of them, which is very, very difficult. You know, starting out, the foundation was my main job. So you have to make priorities. And then you also have to make sure you're putting things on the calendar and scheduling. A lot of the time, something is going to like be sacrificed. And in the beginning, it was my friends and my family or whatever. So you have to come up with some type of plan to make sure you're balancing that time. And you have to like get help. You can't do it all by yourself. So I started building a team, started taking some of that stuff off my shoulders, because when I was trying to do everything, I was neglecting the things that was most important to me. So you definitely have to be on point. You can't procrastinate. You have to be intentional with your schedule, and you have to make sure that you're making appointments and that you're checking your schedule and making sure you're not overbooking yourself, so you're stressed out to the point where you're just like going crazy.
And how do you, what time do you get up in the morning? When do you get your workout in? What, like, walk us through your day hour by hour. It's the question I asked a lot of my guests, because one of the big things we know as entrepreneurs is there is somewhat of a recipe, and we see this commonality between people who achieve. And so walk us through the day. When does your day start?
So my day typically starts about 4:35 a.m. So I wake up, and it just depends on what's going on, because it's flexible with me, because I'm an active duty military instructor, but we're not always in session. But the times that we are in session, you know, waking up at 4:30 in the morning, you know, either going to work out myself. Sometimes I work out with the troops, so it's incorporated in my day. But outside of that, I'm constantly, when I'm not, you know, doing military stuff on my breaks, I'm constantly checking my site for the eight-figure brand, checking emails, making sure everything is good with that. I'm still a fitness coach. So I have right now a current 6-week challenge that I'm doing. So I'm engaging with my participants, making sure they're on point, making sure they don't have questions for me. So it's like nonstop, boom, 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 boom. But on top of that, I had to remember, prioritize, call, check in with my family, shooting text messages, making sure everybody is good. We have a family group text me, making sure I'm saying hello, making sure I'm calling my significant other, hey, how's it going or whatever. And then pretty much when I'm getting off work, it's time to get back to the laptop, making sure you have food prepared, because you have to prepare in advance. If not, you won't eat. With somebody with a schedule like mine, I have to make sure that I have food already prepared. They're available for me, or I have to be intentional with going to get something, because I'm back at the computer once I'm off work, making sure that my brand is good, making sure that I don't need to do anything. And it just goes like that with coaching. I do a Trapping on Thursdays workout, so I might have to get on Zoom and do a workout like on IG Live or our Facebook or whatever. And then just kind of wrapping up my day. So it pretty much is constant. It is definitely constant. And sometimes I go to bed at 1-2 in the morning. I have to make myself go to sleep and be more. I can't tell people to go to get rest or whatever if I'm not doing it. But there are times where I'm just so busy that I'm in bed at like 1 a.m., 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. And you're amazing. What do you say to people who say, I could never do what you do? I couldn't work as hard as you do. I'm sure people say that to you.
Right. If you say you can't do it, you won't be able to do it. If you have that mentality, no, you won't. But even with me, just, if I wrote down everything I did, I'll be like, oh my God. But when you're in the moment and you're just going, 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 it's totally different. I couldn't imagine this. I couldn't imagine that. But if you're actually the person that's involved with it, you just do what you have to do. It's just the mentality that you have. You got to get stuff done. And if you have that mentality, it's pretty much anything you can do. You can't think of the overall picture. you have to do it in steps. Like, what do I have to do next? What do I have to do next? Not everything you have to do at one time, because that's when it becomes overwhelming and stress, and it stresses you out.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how I live my life too. It's, you know, what's next, what's next. And I'm very intentional. I plan the day. I, like you, I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I love it. Like, I was texting someone this morning. So I start my day with prayer, meditation. And then I sent some love messages to people, just let them know I'm thinking of them. And this woman goes, "You're up early." I'm like, every day, Monday through Sunday. Yes. Every day. I want to seize the day. What, going back in your career, especially the business, and, I was on your site this morning. I love, love, love your clothing line.
Thank you.
What was the best piece of advice that you received as you were sort of coming up with this concept that you were going to have an online clothing business? What, you know, who gave you that advice, and what was the best advice?
So the best advice was to understand that in business, it is a marathon and it's not a sprint, because when you're starting off, you automatically want everything to just be boom, successful. You want to be an overnight, like, blow up, household good, like, right away. But there's levels to it. You know, some people may get lucky and their product hits and it's like, but I have to take my time, let people know about the product or whatever, like, you know, just let it do what it's supposed to do. Longevity, don't give up just because you feel like you're not getting where you want to get. It's just kind of pushing through. And like I said, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Take your time, do it right, sell quality products or whatever, and just kind of let the product do its thing and just, you know, sit back and just let it work. So just be patient with it, because I do want everything to just be like Nike and Adidas right now, but they had to start somewhere. So I just have to understand, be strategic with it, and take my time.
I love it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And I don't know about you, but I see a lot of people who want this instant gratification. Like, they want to make money online and they want their brand to blow up overnight. And when things don't happen in 2 or 3 weeks, they're already giving up before they got started. Right. I think that's amazing advice. Let's go back in the time machine a little bit. What's something, if you could have done it differently, that you would have done it differently, knowing what you know now?
Knowing what I probably would have started doing this earlier, you know, because I actually started a little later as it relates to the brand and just like even just decisions or whatever. I probably would have maybe like took my time, and I honestly don't like hustling this hard, honestly, because who doesn't want to wake up and have residual income and have that just flowing in? So that's one of my goals. I would have probably started being strategic with it in the beginning. I think like early in my 20s, I was just kind of like winging it, just doing whatever, really didn't have a plan. I was just enjoying what I was doing, but I didn't have an end goal. Like, okay, I want to do this for this long. And from there, this is what I want to make happen. So now I'm intentional with my goals. Everything I do has a purpose. In the past, everything I did didn't have a purpose. And I just felt like time would always be on my side. And that's not the case. So I probably would have been like way more intentional with my time and how I planned out my goals and things like that.
I love that. Yeah. And that being intentional, right? So many people aren't intentional with their time. I love this saying, either you run your day or your day runs you.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
With putting together an online clothing business, there are people who are watching, listening all over the world, and they're saying, I'd love to do that. I'd love to get my idea out to the market. Can you share a little bit how you went from idea to having physical samples to getting everything up online so people can buy it?
Right. And first of all, having the right people in your space, you know, knowing who you're having conversation with and who can help you, you know, bring your ideas to fruition. So I was kind of reluctant because I create my design. So I was I went to school for graphic designs, and I interned with this company. And the person that I interned with, I kind of brought the idea to him and said, hey, what do you think about this? And he's like, oh, I got this great idea. This is what we can do. So we kind of like created the platform. So it was like me speaking to the right person, them saying, hey, I got a good idea for you. I can help you. So first, seeking the right group of people that may be able to guide you, just sitting, having a conversation with your friends about it. And they're just like, oh, that's a good idea. that's not helping progress you. You need to put yourself in a position where you're around people that's able to push you or to give you any type of source to push you forward. So we were able to create that. We did the website or whatever, and it really happened so fast. It was just like, okay, you need to do this. You need to do this. We got to get this done or whatever. And before you know it, it was like, I'm sending my design over, and, you know, I got to select the fabric that I wanted on there, and I'm sending them over, and they're sending me samples, and I'm like, is this really happening? Like, it's almost like surreal. But just like with any goal, do you do anything like a vision board? Have you ever done a vision board? So it's even like that. Like, I put it on a vision board, what I wanted, and I saw it every day. But I feel like if I would have took my, because I'm so busy, if I would have basically just said, oh, this is what I want to do, and every day I wasn't putting effort into getting closer and closer to that goal, it's either going to be prolonged and you're going to end up not doing it, or you're going to forget about it and it was going to just be a thought that you wanted to do. So I say, go for it. Back to being intentional. Make sure you're making steps to get to that goal, putting the right people in position, not telling everybody your goals and your desires, but telling the right people that's able to assist.
I love that. I'm looking, I have many vision boards. So I'm here at my office, then at my home office. I have vision boards everywhere. So I can't get away from it, because where your focus goes, your energy flows, right?
Oh, and absolutely.
It's like being an athlete. When I was a pro athlete, athletes will always envision that finish line, that podium. That's how you get there. First, you have to see it in your mind before you live it in your body. Okay, final question for you. It's okay. 5 years from now, and where is your brand? Where is 8-figured?
Hopefully, I'm right at a building next door to Nike and Adidas. Like, that's where I want to be. That's where my vision, because I don't plan on being online, like only online. So I plan on expanding into stores and actually making my brand a huge, huge brand. So that is my goal, to basically be a household brand, because you look around, you can probably walk outside now and see somebody either with Nike on or Adidas. Like, that's just what it is. I don't care who you are, you're rocking that brand. You have sports organizations that's getting sponsorships for that. That's where I want to be. And that's where I'm taking myself, like taking the brand.
Yeah, I love it. Certainty, focus, intentionality. The only thing that's missing is more than 2 hours of sleep, Dionne.
Oh, yes. And I'm working on that. That's not all the time. So I'm intentional with my resting too. So when I say I'm not doing anything, I plan the day before to make sure I can do that. So.
Well, DeBlair, thank you so much. I encourage everyone to follow DeBlair on Instagram. Her Instagram slays. Go to 8figured.com and check out her amazing clothing. The holidays are coming, and go shopping. So DeBlair, yes, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. And like you said, my Instagram is at DeBlair Fitness. I give fitness tips, and just like, you get to see the real me, because it's not easy. I am human. I have barriers, ups and downs, just like everyone else. But I just want to encourage people that if you have goals, if you want to do something or whatever, like, don't have regret, because you can wake up 10 years from now, 11 years from now, and say, it's like you said, if I would have known this, I would have done this. So don't be that person. It's never too late, and just go for your dreams.
I love it. Thank you so much, DeBlair. And I want to thank you all for watching, listening. If you're on YouTube and this is helpful, just hit the like button and subscribe for more amazing interviews like this. If you are listening on iTunes or Spotify, DeBlair and I, we're leaders. We ask for what we want. We would love a 5-star review. So DeBlair, go back and, put some people through the paces, girlfriend. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I'll be following your journey.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, everyone. God bless. Go rock your day. And I will see you on another episode of the Susan Sly Project.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.